WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Biden has delivered an Oval Office address to the nation to make the case for continued U.S. support of Ukraine and Israel caught up in the grips of war. CBS's Linda Kenyon has the latest.
The president says helping Ukraine defend itself against Russia and Israel against Hamas are matters of vital global and national security.
When terrorists don't pay a price for their terror, when dictators don't pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos and death and more destruction. They keep going.
That's why he's asking for $100 billion over the next year, not only for Ukraine and Israel, but for the Indo-Pacific region and for U.S. border security. He called the funding a smart investment that he said will pay dividends for generations. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
U.S. officials say a Navy warship in the Red Sea intercepted and shot down several missiles and drones. CBS's David Martin reports from the Pentagon.
The USS Kearney fired the American military's first shot in what threatens to become a wider Middle East war, shooting down drones and cruise missiles fired in the direction of Israel by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen.
USS Kearney, operating in the northern Red Sea earlier today, shot down three land attack cruise missiles and several drones that were launched by Houthi forces in Yemen.
Rockets, drone, and drones hit Iraqi bases housing U.S. forces in western Iraq. That according to two security sources who say multiple blasts were heard inside the base. It's not clear yet whether the attacks caused casualties or damage. Iraqi police say rockets also hit another military base hosting U.S. forces near Baghdad's international airport. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan will take a third attempt tomorrow at becoming Speaker of the House. Jordan lost support between the first and second ballots this week. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Jim Jordan met behind closed doors with some of those Republicans who are not in his camp. And as those Republicans left the meeting, they told us they're still not in his camp. I mean, this opposition feels bulletproof, which makes a very cloudy picture in the future.
In Georgia's election interference case, attorney Sidney Powell, a key figure in former President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election, has pleaded guilty. More from CBS's Robert Costa.
Sidney Powell, the conspiracy peddling former attorney for former President Donald Trump, sat in a Fulton County courtroom today and admitted to her role in the breach of voting systems in Georgia.
Are you pleading guilty today because you agree that there is a sufficient factual basis, that there are enough facts that support this plea of guilty?
Powell was sentenced to 6 years probation, will pay thousands in fines, and write an apology letter to the citizens of Georgia.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wendy's new breakfast tea.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The L.E. Phillips Memorial Library in Eau Claire will hire security after an increase in incidents and misuse of public spaces at the library. They plan to begin the recruiting process in November and have a full-time security monitor on staff in early 2024. The position will cost the library roughly $70,000. A library official also called for a daytime shelter to be opened nearby to give unhoused library patrons another place to go. Today, Wisconsin Public Service announces they're teaming up with law enforcement agencies across the state to share the warning signs of utility scams, especially on social media. The red flags to watch out for include someone pretending to call from WPS by spoofing caller ID to display Wisconsin Public Service, or using a recording that sounds authentic, threatening to turn off your energy, or demanding immediate payment, often with a prepaid debit card or third-party payment app. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and five current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly.
Time out! What is going on? This has to stop.
Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.